Phoebus?
Yes.
Well, not too bad. It's occasionally there would be a case of typhoid. They used to call it slow fever.
Well, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Slow fever was
slow
typhoid.
Fever.
Mm-hmm. Did you, how about malaria or things like that? The swamp fever or?
How about what?
Malaria or swamp fever?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had to take quinine every spring.
As a preventive?
For the mosquitoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, our house was screened as far back as I can remember. But we did have mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what causes malaria? Is
yes.
it the water?
No, it's transmitted
mosquitoes.
By a certain kind of mosquito.
Uh-huh,
and,
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything called a swamp fever, or was that?
I don't know about that.
Perhaps that's more in the Delta.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Did you have many home remedies that you remember?
Yeah, Mother used to. I can't remember anything that I took as a youngster, except every seems like every spring they thought they had to give me quinine to keep down chills.
I see.
And I did have chills in the spring, and that was the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like malaria, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about getting to school? You walked, is that right? You walked to school
mm-hmm.
and back?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ha! My son was a spoiled boy. His daddy spoiled him. And he went to school right over here where the library is. But when he was about in the third grade, all of the kids' parents would bring him school in cars then, you see. So one day Bob said, Daddy, you know all the boys and girls come to school in cars except me. Doc said, well, all you got to do is put your foot in the road and cross over and you're at school. Yeah, but I want to go to school in the car. So we didn't have a car, but I think his daddy borrowed a car to take Bobby to school in the car to satisfy him.
I see. He wanted to be fashionable. Is that?
Yeah, he wanted to ride to school.
What before automobiles, could you give me an idea of what transportation was like?
Horse and buggy. Uh-huh. Horse and buggy. We had Surrey with a fringe on top.
Did you?
Yeah, and Father used to take us riding every Sunday afternoon.
Did that require two horses?
Well, we could have either. You know, you could change the tongue. Do you know what that is to a buggy?
I know
the shaft that comes out and that you put the harness all in. Well, for a single horse, the shafts just came out on each side of the horse. But for a double team, you had to change that. And it was a log came down, not a log, I don't know what they called it, but anyway, it came down the center, and you hitched each horse separately, you see. They each had to have their own harness.
I see. So, in fact, you could convert the thing to the
Surrey. Yeah, you could
to
change
either.
The tongue, take the tongue mm-hmm. out, and put in a double trace, they called it.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep... Now, the Surrey would have wooden wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you keep those wheels from squeaking?
I'd take them off and grease them with axle grease.
You would have,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to take them off every time.
You'd have to take them off, yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And we had a buggy house. Put it up, take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a garage.
Buggy house. What were the streets like? Did you have paved?
No, mud.
Well, they were. Mm-hmm.
Nothing but dirt roads.
Did they change before or after the car? In other words, did the car
They, they were begun with the advent of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Gravel streets.
First gravel.
First. Mm-hmm.